Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration is stepping up its fight against what is being called the prescription opioid and heroin epidemic. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Sam Whitehead has the story.
President Obama told a summit of drug treatment providers, lawmakers, and police in Atlanta Tuesday that opioid addiction isn't an isolated issue.
This is not something that's just restricted to a small set of communities. This is affecting everybody, young, old, men, women, children, rural, urban, suburban.
He also laid out the details of a $1.1 billion plan aimed at increasing medication-based treatment for people dealing with opioid addiction. Opioids are highly addictive drugs that include both prescription painkillers and illegal narcotics like heroin. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says opioids killed more than 28,000 people in 2014, more than any year on record. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
The State Department and the Pentagon are ordering families of U.S. diplomats and military personnel to leave posts in southern Turkey in response to what is being termed increased threats from terror groups in that area of the country. A Pentagon spokesman saying today while there's been no specific threat, the order comes out of an abundance of caution for the safety of families there. The move comes amid heightened security worries throughout Turkey as a result of the ongoing fight against Islamic State militants in neighboring Syria and Iraq. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is endorsing Ted Cruz ahead of that state's presidential primary next week. NPR's Brian Naylor reports Walker called Cruz a constitutional conservative who can win in the fall.
Walker, himself a former candidate for the GOP nomination, called into WTMJ Radio in Milwaukee to announce he's now backing Cruz.
I just fundamentally believe if you look at the facts, you look at the numbers, that Ted Cruz is the best positioned by far to both win the nomination of the Republican Party and to then go on and defeat Hillary Clinton in the fall this year.
Walker indicated he was not trying to block Donald Trump from getting the nomination, saying his endorsement, as he put it, was supporting someone, not against someone. Walker is expected to campaign with Cruz, who's locked in a tight battle with Trump in the state. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen, speaking in New York today, said the central bank still envisions a gradual pace of interest rate hikes. However, Yellen, addressing members of the New York Economic Clubs, gave no firm timetable for the rate hikes and said considerable uncertainty remains in terms of risk to the U.S. economy. Yellen said, as a result, the Fed is monitoring the effects of a global economic slump, lower oil prices, and turbulence on Wall Street. The Fed chair says the body will proceed cautiously in terms of raising rates. Stocks which have been trading in a narrow range moved higher near the close today. The Dow gained 97 points and the session at 17,633. The Nasdaq was up 79 points. You're listening to NPR. Officials in Cyprus are saying the Egyptian man who commandeered a jetliner with more than 60 people on board, diverting it to the island nation, appears to be psychologically unstable. Officials say despite the fact the man was wearing what turned out to be a fake explosive belt, they were able to determine fairly early on the hijacking was not an act of terrorism. The hijacker of the Egyptair jet ultimately surrendered. All the passengers and crew were freed unharmed. The hijacker reportedly made a number of demands, including the release of Egyptian female prisoners and a meeting with his ex-wife. A dozen Detroit public school principals were charged today with accepting bribes. Sasha Ryan of member station WDET reports one vendor is at the center of all the cases.
The school supplies vendor allegedly paid bribes and kickbacks to 12 principals and an assistant superintendent of the district. Barbara McQuaid, U.S. Attorney for Eastern Michigan, says the scheme may have cost the school district $2.7 million.
He would submit fraudulent invoices for school supplies. The principals would approve those invoices, and then he would provide some, but not all, of the goods that he promised to sell.
The Detroit Public Schools have placed the principals who currently work for the district on unpaid administrative leave. These criminal charges come as Michigan lawmakers grapple with more than $500 million in debt for the school district. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Ryan in Detroit.
A judge says she will not dismiss a lawsuit against comedian Bill Cosby filed by model Janice Dickinson. Dickinson sued Cosby for defamation last year after his legal team denied a claim she put forth that she was drugged and sexually assaulted by Cosby in Lake Tahoe in 1982. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.